like you've been awake for longer. How long have you been awake? Oh, that's a long time. Almost an hour. Why didn't you wake me up? Have you just been lying here? Okay, that is correct. I probably would have gotten mad if you woke me up. You're a smart woman. What's wrong? No, it's not nothing, I can tell. You look like you've just been staring at the wall for the entire hour you've been awake. What's on your mind? Baby, you can tell it's something. Just tell me. You know I won't give up until you tell me. You know how annoying I can be. Here. You're thinking about your family again, aren't you? You're thinking about how you're gonna tell them. Would react if they found out, baby. No, they can tell you, because you always have that same look. You're thinking about your parents. It's okay, they're not here right now. We're at my house, and they just think you're having a sleepover with your best friend, which you kind of are. But they're not gonna find out anything. Like, yeah. Oh, baby. I know. That's so hard. That sucks, I know. It's more than that, right? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. No, why do you feel bad? Bad for what? Their parents don't know we're dating. Baby, that's okay. I understand. It's so complicated. And I don't expect you to just go all out and fucking, you know, announce that to everyone in your family just because we're dating. Like, I understand what consequences that would have for you, you know? Baby. I know. But listen, we only have a couple more years left, if any, right? Like, less than that, this term is almost over, so like a year left, right? And then when I move out, which I'm planning to do soon, I'm gonna need a roommate. So obviously, it's gonna be you. And then we can live together, like, every day, and we won't have to keep having these secret sleepovers. Well, they're not secret, but, you know, under the guise of, oh, we're just friends, which, I mean, I don't think it's a lie. We are friends. We're just also more than friends, so. Come on, baby. Cheer up. I know it sucks, but just imagine us living together every day. We can do whatever we want and it'll be fine. And if you want, you still don't have to tell your parents when we move out. It's just I know, baby. I know you don't like hiding things from them. And it's so hard because I know they love you in their own way, and it would be easier if it was just black and white, you know? Like, if they were just horrible people. I don't know, my parents. You know, I don't have the best relationship with my parents already, so I feel like that kind of gave me, I don't know, that was a benefit in my case, because it's easier to kind of, like, say that you're cutting someone off, or, you know, move them from your life when they're just, like, genuinely bad people. But in your case, I know, like, your mom, she loves you so much, and it's even harder. It's just their beliefs are so fucking outdated, and I know that they feel like they have to be good parents, they have to enforce those beliefs on you, and it's not that way, but it's so hard. I know, baby. I know you do love your family. It just makes me hurt so much for you. Because I see how much it tears you up. I know. But when we move out in a year from now, or something like that, and we're gonna live together, and then you can, if you want, you know, tell your family, and I'll be there for you. I'll be right there with you if you want. Or if you want to do it alone, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. It's okay, baby. There's no use worrying about it right now. I know it hurts. I know it sucks that you feel like, I know you don't like lying to anyone, especially people you love, and just feels so painful to feel like your family doesn't accept you. That's not your fault, baby. It's not. Don't worry about me. I understand what it is, the way it is. Like, my family wasn't the most accepting either. You know that. And I'm never gonna hold that against you, because I know you try, you know? And I know one day we're gonna live together and it's gonna be fine, and I want you to know that, okay? Like, I'm never ever holding that against you, baby. Just go at your pace. Don't think about me. Yeah. And of course. And, like, I get if, you know, your family didn't even know I existed. That would be harder. I know. But, like, we've been friends for so long. We've been friends since practically middle school. And your family knows me, and they love me so far. So, I don't know, that gives me a little bit of hope. And I don't know. I think it's gonna work out, baby. I know it's so hard right now, but I don't know. I feel like even if in the beginning they're really against it, I don't know. I think time can make it better, and you'll be living with me, you won't be in their house anymore, so hopefully that will, you know, make it a little easier to communicate with them, and tell them these things, because you deserve to be happy, you deserve to not live in secret your whole life, you know. I know. baby. You're gonna make me cry. When you cry, I love you so much. I love you so much. You've been my best friend for so long, and I can't believe that you ended up liking me too, and we're together, and we've been together, and baby, I get it, you know, what kind of partner, best friend, anything would I be if I didn't understand your situation? And I'm not gonna force you to do anything that might harm you, you know? That's why I really don't think you should worry about this until we move out. I know, baby, it just sucks. It sucks. But I say that, but you know, obviously, if you wanted to tell them like tomorrow, I would still support you 1,000%. And I'd be there for you if you wanted. Baby, don't worry about no, it's not your fault. Stop it. No, it wouldn't be easier if I was dating someone else. It's not your fault your parents are homophobic assholes. They're not. Okay. They're not assholes. They're just complicated. I love you. Okay. There with you, and even if it takes, whether it's waiting one more month, one more year, however long, I don't care, because I still have you in my life, you know. We could be like one of those old couples who those old, like, gay couples who live with each other for years, but they just tell people, they tell their family that they're roommates. Like, everyone knows they're not roommates, right? You don't live with your roommate for, like, 30 years. We could just be like that. Yeah, I don't think it'd be fooling anyone, but that is always an option. And we could get like 5 cats and maybe a snake, because I always wanted a pet snake. Wow, this is the thing you threatened to break up with me over? Really? And I thought your love was unconditional. No. I know it's hard, but seriously, okay, I want you to know that as long as I have you in my life, and we're good, and we're together, and we're happy, it doesn't really matter to me. Your family was like, I like your family, because, like, I could tell, you know, aside from all that, they too, they're caring, and I know they care about me too, and your mom's so sweet, and honestly, I feel like if you told her, I feel like your mom would be on your side, you know? But, I don't know, I'm not saying anything, and I think you should do it when you're ready. And whenever that is, I'll be with you. And I don't want you to feel pressured to tell your parents just because, you know, you feel bad about them not knowing that we're dating. It's okay, baby. I just care about you. And I know you're here. And I know you love me. I think. Oh, you do, okay, cool. okay. It is what it is. Don't stress about it too much, baby. Whatever happens, happens, and I'll be with you, okay? Whatever you decide, so just want you to do what's best for you. And whatever makes you happy. Just want you to be happy, baby. And I want us to be happy. And I know I'm happy whenever you're with me, so that's done. So it's just about you being happy. Okay. Okay. Okay, what do you want to have for breakfast? Because I know I'm a mess in the kitchen, but I did tell you I made some. We could have that banana bread we made last night. Yeah. Oh, we could go out. Yeah. But I'm deciding because you got to decide last time. You did get to decide last time where we ate. Don't you remember? Fine. Oh, yeah, you're right. I can't. I'm not good at picking places anyways. And no, I absolutely had no idea where we would go. You know what I'm craving, weirdly? Chinese food. I don't care if it's 10 a.m. in the morning. Food is food, and I'm craving Chinese, so... You are so weird. I don't know why you're like that. Who cares what time the day it is? You shouldn't let that govern your food choices. What do you mean you can't eat anything other than breakfast food before noon? Like, baby, you're so weird. I know, I'm not the weird one. I'm the weird one because I don't live by the laws that society set of what I should eat at a certain time. Wow, okay, sure. Fine, you can decide. Just not... Let's see, what do I not want to eat? I don't want to do anything eggy. I know that's literally all breakfast foods, but I don't know. I feel like waffles. Ooh, yes. Oh my god, remember that place we went that one time with, what was it, your friend? I forgot his name, but those were so good. I don't even like whipped cream, but like whipped cream with those waffles, it was chef's kiss. Yeah. Yeah, it was a little expensive, but I don't know. Pretty good. We could go there again. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll take my car out. And, because it's, like, behind, like, my dad's car, you know? So it's, like, ugh, I know, so annoying. So to take that out. And then we could shower together. Nobody gotta know. It's right here. Perks of having a bathroom in your room. Oh, you didn't bring any clothes? You never bring any clothes. You do it on purpose because you just want to steal my shirts. I know you do it on purpose. Yeah. Don't even bother. Girl, all I know is that there are some tops, some skirts even, that I had in my closet, and since you started sleeping over, they are nowhere to be seen. So I don't know what that correlation is, but I'm just doing the math, you know. Yeah, you can act innocent all you want, but when I come over to your house and I open your closet and I see like a third of my closet in there, yeah, we're gonna have a talk. fine. Yeah, you can take whatever you want. Just not. You need to give me back my pink hoodie. Yeah. Yes, the Glossier one. I can't believe you stole it, you crazy. You know it's my favorite one. What's wrong with you? Get your own. I don't care if it's your favorite one, too. You're so rude. It doesn't even fit you that good. It's, like, way too big on you. Like, I know it's big on me because I like it oversized. But on you, it's... No, honey, you need to, like... You need to give it back. I'll get you... Fine, you know what? Your birthday is coming up. I'll get you one for yourself on your birthday. No, it's not a spoiler. I didn't spoil the surprise. It's not the only thing, but I'll get you it, okay? Even though it's so fucking expensive and you keep stealing mine, but... Honey, I am a broke college student. That hoodie was, like, worth gold to me, so... Okay, well then get up then. Go, I don't know, get ready for the shower. When you get up, I'll get up. No. No, you get up first. No, you get up first. Ugh, my god. You're so annoying. I love you too.